I'm Amy Wells, and we're here at Baptist Sports Park, where the defensive line has been using the offseason program to improve on last year's performance and prepare for the 2013 season. Now, the team added more size to the line through free agency and the NFL draft. The pass rush came on strong at the end of last season, and starting defensive ends Derek Morgan and Cameron Wimbley are hoping the team's hard work will translate to success in 2013. So tell me a little bit about what you've been doing this offseason and what you're hoping to accomplish.
Really, the whole offseason, just trying to be getting the best shape I can for the season coming up. And that's one of my major goals, is to be in the best shape of my life coming this season. Just really taking care of my body. It was a long season, just making sure I'm ready to go.
What do you feel is a little bit different on this defensive line than we may have seen in previous seasons?
Well, I think going into the season, we got a little bit more depth than we've had in the past. And I feel like that's going to do good for us late in the season. And, you know, overall, on the defense, I feel like we have a better attitude than last year, and we're going to be more to the field. I mean, you got versatile guys that can play the run. We got guys that can rush the passer. So, you know, kind of like what I just said with the depth, like we have guys for certain situations, and, you know, gives us a chance to rest people when they need a rest and keeps everybody fresh.
What are you expecting out of yourself this season? I know you kind of started to have a breakout season last season. What are you expecting this year?
I mean, I'm nowhere near satisfied with my performance, and now I know I improved a little bit, but I just want to keep on improving and getting better on every aspect of my game so I can just keep getting better. That's one of my goals.
There are a lot of versatile players on this line and just in the defense in general. How do you think that helps you guys?
Versatile players, I mean, we got guys, you know, like Tommy Campbell, who's a big corner who can play a lot of press covers man-on-man. And we got speed guys. And, you know, it helps the whole team because those type of people can play special teams. And, you know, it helps the overall wellness of our team. So it's good to have a versatile skill set of guys on our team.
So you're brought in because you're kind of a versatile player. Where do you really see yourself fitting in on this defense?
Wherever the coaches think I'm good at. You know, I see myself as an end. You know, I can go inside and out. But, you know, whatever the coaches need me to play, I'll do it.
How do you think that some of your experiences can help you lead some of these younger players?
I mean, you know, for a player like me, for myself, you know, seeing a lot, been in a lot of teams, I feel like I can, you know, the new guys coming in, you know, I can help them, guide them, you know, where to be and what to do and all that type of stuff.
What have you been able to accomplish during these off-season workouts?
Well, first of all, I think everybody's just coming back and get back into the groove of things, getting stronger in the weight room with Coach Watterson. We've been able to work a little bit with our coaches, go over schemes, and come out here and work on technique on the field. We haven't been doing much as far as, like, running through the plays. Right now, we're just getting our coaches coaching us up and talking us through our assignments. So when we do start our OTAs, everybody will be fundamentally sound. We know what our jobs, our assignments, and our techniques are.
What can we expect that's a little bit different from this defense than what we've seen before?
Well, we've added some new people. I think we've added some nice hogs up in the front, and hopefully those guys get pressure up the middle. We've added some guys with some experience back there at the safety position. I think we'll be able to help us out. We've added new coaches, Coach Greg Williams. So I think Chet going back to linebackers coach as well has been something that's new. Hopefully these things give us something positive on Sundays.
You kind of alluded to it, but there are some big guys on the line right now. What kind of advantage do you think that gives you guys?
Well, size is important, size and speed, and I think that those guys will definitely help us with our edge rushers that we have and not allowing the quarterback to be able to step up. And I think that will result in more sacks, and also adding the defensive backs that we have now, I think will definitely make the quarterback hold the ball a little bit longer and increase those as well, increase the sacks.
You have a lot of guys right now who can kind of play multiple positions and move around a lot. What does that say about your versatility as a defensive line?
Well, I think that's good that you can have guys move around and play different spots. Hopefully nobody gets hurt or anything like that. But if somebody does, then you're not hurting. You have somebody who can step in and knows the role, knows the position, and they can contribute and be productive.
You're a pretty versatile guy, too. How have you been able to use that in your time here?
Well, it's good to be able to know the communication and anticipate. As you know, I was playing a linebacker position out in Oakland and in Cleveland, so having that in my background definitely helps me to be able to play faster and anticipate our adjustments whenever the offense motions or shifts. and things like that. So I can also help the other defensive line by communicating what's going on.
What are you expecting out of yourself this season?
Oh, I just want to go out and just give max effort every Sunday and do whatever I can to help our team win. Whatever the coaches ask me to do, I'm willing to do it.
So what are you really able to accomplish during these off-season workouts when you can't put pads on and the guys can't really hit each other?
Well, I think the biggest thing is we get to install our defense. We get to also work on the technique and fundamentals of the game, and also get to install our philosophy, things we expect out of them. So once we go into OTAs and then also return back for training camp, everybody's all on the same page. Coaches and players are all speaking the same language.
Now, you've got some really big guys out there right now, bringing some big guys in as well. What does that kind of say about the philosophy of the defensive line going forward?
Well, if you go back in the history of even the Oilers and now the Titans, they've always been a very big team. And I think that's a sign now defensively we want to be able to run the ball on offense. We want to be able to stop the run on defense. And you got to have big people to play in this game. And we got big people in the right places right now. And then when it's time to rush the passer, hey, we'll switch it out here and there and bring a little bit of smaller. But we're playing with speed on the field. And, you know, football is a big man's game. And sometimes it's nice to walk around the building and see someone bigger than I am.
Derek Morgan had a really big season last year, or could have had a really big season last year. Where do you kind of feel he's going to go this season?
Well, we're all expecting more. And that's part. This is a production business, and I think he's even expecting more out of himself. Soon as he gets back out, get back in the groove of things, hey, we're all expecting big things out of Derek. We got some help. We're expecting big things out of Wembley, Dawson. And so we're expecting big things out of everyone up front, and this is a very important year for us.
You've got a bunch of versatile players on the line who are able to play in a couple different spots. How do you think that's going to benefit you going forward?
No doubt. I think the biggest thing is right now we're in the process of cross-training a lot of those players that can play multiple positions. So if anything should break down, someone's get injured, hey, we're ready to insert. A guy's learned all the positions, he's ready to go.